السلام عليكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة والفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. والله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه، وأن يحسن لنا الختام بجاه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. كنا في الحصة الماضية تكلمنا عن الحساب والجزاء والسؤال. In the past session we talked about the questioning, about presenting the deeds, reward and punishment. بعد أن يحاسب الناس يتوجهون إلى الصراط، كما قال المؤلف رحمه الله: والصراط والميزان، يعني يجب علينا الإيمان بالميزان ويجب علينا الإيمان بالصراط. The author said, Sirat, the bridge over hell, and balance. Because people, after they are questioning, they go on the day of judgment. After being questioned, they go towards Sirat. يوم القيامة توزن أعمال العباد. On the day of judgment, the deeds of the person are weighed. هناك ميزان للوزن. There is a balance which is used for that. حصول الوزن يوم القيامة يجب علينا الإيمان به. We have to believe. It is a must on us to believe that this weighing occurs on the day of judgment. لكن كما قال الله تعالى: ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة. As it is mentioned in the 48th verse of Surah Al-Anbiya, that tells us that weighing is going to take place on the day of judgment. وَقَدْ وَرَدَ فِي ذَلِكَ أَحَدِيثُ عَدِيدَةٌ. Several hadith from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام were narrated about this matter. وَهَلْ يُوزَن، مَا الَّذِي يُوزَن يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ؟ هَلْ يُوزَن الأشخاص أو يُوزَن الأعمال أو تُوزَن صحائف الأعمال؟ And what is going to be weighed on the day of judgment? Are the people going to be weighed themselves, or their deeds, or the documents of their deeds? في ذلك خلاف. There is difference in opinions about that. ورد في بعض الأحاديث أن الأشخاص يوزنون، لكن هذه الأحاديث فيها ضعف، إسنادها فيه ضعف. It was narrated in some hadith that the people themselves are weighed. But the chain of narrators of these hadith are not sahih. They have weakness in these chains. وَبَعْضُهُمْ وَوَرَدَ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَحَادِيثِ ما يدل على أن صحف الأعمال هي التي توزن. In some hadith, or it is deduced from some hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the documents of the deeds are going to be weighed. يعني يوضع في كفة صحف الحسنات وفي كفة أخرى صحف السيئات. فالذي, which means in one pan of the balance, the documents of the good deeds are going to be put, and in the other pan the documents of the bad deeds are going to be put. فإذا رجحت كفة الحسنات أمن وفاز ودخل الجنة. If the pan that has the documents of the good deeds preponderates, outweighs the other pan, then this person will be safe. He is not going to be tortured and he will enter paradise. If the other pan outweighs, then this person deserves to be punished. إذا رجحت كفة السيئات يستحق هذا الإنسان العذاب. قد يعذبه الله وقد يعفو عنه. Allah might torture this person and Allah might forgive him. أما الكافر فلا يكون له في كفة الحسنات شيء. As for the blasphemer, he wouldn't have anything to be put in the pan of the good deeds. وبعض العلماء قال الذي يوزن الأعمال نفسها. Some scholars said what is weighed are the deeds themselves. Allah يحولها أجساما توضع في الكفتين. Allah transforms these deeds into bodies and they are put in the two pans. نحن علينا الإيمان بأن بحصول الوزن. What we have to believe in, that weighing is going to take place on the day of judgment. وبناء على هذا الوزن الإنسان يفوز أو يخسر, يكون فائزا أو خاسرا. Based on that, the person would be either a winner or a loser. وبعض الناس تتساوى حسناتهم وسيئاتهم. Some people, their good deeds and their bad deeds would be equal. في هذه الحال هؤلاء لا يعذبون. These people are not going to be tortured. لكن يتأخر دخولهم إلى الجنة. But they don't enter paradise immediately. ينتظرون مدة على سور الجنة ثم يدخلون الجنة. They will wait for a period of time on the wall of paradise and then after that they will enter paradise. لأن الجنة لها سور, سور عريض يحيط بها كلها. Because there is a large wall that surrounds all paradise. مع عظم حجمها هناك سور يحيط بها كلها. Although it is very, 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 very large, still there is a wall that surrounds all paradise. It's a large wall. These people wait for a period of time on it and then they enter paradise. بعد وزن الأعمال الناس يتوجهون إلى الصراط. After the weighing of the deeds, people go to الصراط, the bridge over hellfire. الصراط هو جسر عريض. It's a large bridge. تحته جهنم. Underneath it is hellfire. يعني الذي يقع منه يقع في النار. It is the one who falls from this bridge falls in hellfire. والعياذ بالله. وما ورد عن بعض الصحابة من أنه أحد من السيف وأدق من الشعرة لا يراد به حجمه، إنما يراد به وصف خطره. يعني هذا الصحابي أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال بلغني أنه أدق من الشعرة وأحد من السيف، معناه المشي عليه خطره عظيم، ليس معناه أن الصراط في الحقيقة أكثر دقة من الشعرة وأكثر حدة من السيف، لا، إنما المعنى أن خطره عظيم. It is narrated from one of the companions, his name is Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, that he said about الصراط أدق من الشعرة وأحد من السيف. If you want to translate it literally, this statement would mean الصراط is thinner than one hair and more sharp than the edge of the sword. When Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said that, he did not mean to describe the actual volume and shape of الصراط. He wanted to clarify how dangerous is to walk on الصراط. His statement really means it is very dangerous walking on الصراط. أما في الحقيقة فالصراط عريض. Now, in reality, الصراط is a large bridge. وهو ضحض مزلة تزلق عنه الأقدام. And it is slippery. It is slippery. الناس يقطعونه كل على حسب عمله. The people cross this bridge according to each one's deeds. بعض الناس يقطع الصراط كلمح البصر. Some of them, they cross الصراط like a blink of the eye. بعض الناس or as fast as you look suddenly at something, just as fast as this. وبعض الناس يقطعونه طائرين. Some people, they fly over الصراط. بعض الناس يقطعونه مشيا. Some people, they walk on it. وبعض الناس يمشي عليه خطوات ثم يزلق يقع في النار. Some people walk for certain steps on الصراط and then they fall in hellfire. وبعض الناس يأخذه الكلاب. على جنب الصراط يوجد كلاليب. On the edges, two edges of that bridge, there are hooks. And بعض الناس يأخذه الكلاب يظن نفسه يقع، يعني يرميه، ثم لا يرميه، ينجو، مخدوش ناج، لكن يخاف خوفا شديدا من ذلك. Some people the hooks grab them, but they release them. So at one point of time they think they are going to be thrown in hellfire, but they don't. They are scratched by these hooks, but they make it. Of course, they got very scared at that point. So people crossed al-sirat in different ways based on their deeds. بعد أن يقطعوا الصراط أما الكافر أما الكفار من الأول يقعون في النار. As for the blasphemers, they don't walk several steps and then they fall immediately. From the beginning of that bridge, they fall in hellfire. بعد أن يقطعوا الصراط الناس يشربون يصلون إلى الحوض حوض النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. After crossing الصراط, people reach the basin of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وهو مجمع ماء كبير. It's a large body of water. ينصب فيه من ماء الجنة. The water that is there comes from paradise. يشرب منه المؤمنون قبل دخولهم الجنة. The believers drink from this basin before entering paradise. بعضهم يشرب عن عطش وبعد أن يشرب لا يعطش أبدا. Some of them drink out of thirst. But after drinking from this basin, they are not going to face any thirst. وبعض الناس يشرب تلذذا ليس عن عطشا. الصالحون يشربون تلذذا. As for the pious people, they drink from it seeking enjoyment and not out of thirst. وكل من شرب من الحوض لا يظمأ بعد ذلك أبدا. And everyone who drinks from the basin does not feel thirst after that anymore. وحوض النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وكل نبي له حوض. Each prophet له حوض. Each prophet has a basin. لكن أكبرها حوض النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. The largest basin is the basin of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. طوله مسيرة شهر وعرضه مسيرة شهر. It's 1 month walking distance in length and 1 month walking distance in width. ماؤه أشد بياضا من اللبن من الحليب وأحلى من العسل. The water contained in this basin is more white than milk and much sweeter than honey. وهناك آنية عنده يستعملها الناس للشرب أكثر من عدد نجوم السماء. And there are containers on that basin that people use to drink. They are more than the stars. Many containers, a lot of containers on that basin. بعد الشرب من الحوض يدخل المؤمنون الجنة. After drinking from the basin, the believers enter paradise. أول من يدخل الجنة رسول الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The first one who enters paradise is Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعده باقي الأنبياء. After him, the rest of the prophets. ثم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the nation of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم باقي الأمم أمم باقي الأنبياء. Then the nations of the rest of the prophets. والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عند الحشر يعني والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عندما يعبر المؤمنون الصراط يكون هناك عند الصراط يدعو لأمته يا رب سلم سلم. And when the believers are crossing الصراط, that bridge, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would be there making dua for the people of his nation who are crossing الصراط. وكان جبريل قد جاء إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بأن له دعوة مستجابة فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبئها ليوم القيامة أدعو بها لأمتي. At one time the revelation came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that you can ask for what you want and you will be given that. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, then I will keep this dua for the day of judgment to benefit my nation on that day. عند الحشر عندما يحشر الناس الشمس تقترب من رؤوس العباد. When the people are gathered on that day, the sun gets close to the heads of the people. Very close. فيحس الناس بضيق شديد من ذلك. People feel very disturbed because of that. ويحصل منهم عرق شديد and they sweat a lot. لكن لا يوجد موت في ذلك اليوم. But there is no death on that day. الموت في الدنيا. Death occurs in this life. And it does not occur in the hereafter. يحصل منهم عرق شديد. بعض الناس يكون عرقه إلى ركبتيه. Some people, their own sweat would reach their knees. وبعض الناس عرقه إلى حقويه. Some people, their own sweat would reach their hips. أما الكافر عرقه يكون إلى فمه. As for the blasphemer, his sweat reaches his mouth. He can't speak because of his sweat. حتى يقول الكافر يا رب أرحني ولو إلى النار. The blasphemer would say on that day, O Allah, give me rest from this, even by putting me in hellfire. لأنه يجد ضيقا شديدا من ذلك, because he feels a lot of pain because of that. في ذلك الوقت الأتقياء يكونون في ظل العرش. At that time, the pious people would be in the shade of العرش. They do not face anything of that. They would be in the shade of العرش. وهذا هو المقصود بالحديث سبعة أظلهم بظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي أي أظلهم بظل العرش. And this is what's meant by the famous hadith, seven people I will shade them, سبعة أظلهم بظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي. This is a Qudsi hadith, which means seven people are going to be shade shaded by the shade of Al-Arsh. If you want to translate the hadith, if someone translates it literally, he might say seven types of people are going to be shaded with my shade when there is no shade other than mine. What is meant by the hadith that these seven types of people are going to be shaded in the shade of Al-Arsh on the Day of Judgment. سَبْعَةٌ أُظِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. وَيُوجَدُ غَيْرُ هَؤُلَاءِ السَّبْعَةِ. سبعة أظلهم في ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي. ثم عد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام هؤلاء السبعة فقال إمام عادل. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام named these seven types of people. So he said إمام عادل, which means a just ruler. A just ruler. وشاب نشأ في طاعة الله. Then he said, a young man who grew up while obeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It means since the beginning he is obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He didn't go into a phase of disobedience. Since the beginning he is obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ثم قال ورجل قلبه معلق في المساجد. Then he mentioned a man whom his heart is attached to the mosques. He always wants, likes to be there. He likes to go to the mosque and stay there and obey Allah, worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the mosque. ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمعا عليه وافترقا عليه. And two people, two men who loved each other for the sake of Allah. When they meet for the sake of Allah. And when they depart, they depart for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ امْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. دَعَتْهُ يَعْنِي إِلَى الزِّنَى. فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ مَا أَجَابَهَا خَوْفًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The Prophet continued and he said, a man who was asked by a beautiful woman that has a high social status, who asked him to commit a zina with her, and he refuses for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Out of fear from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا فَلَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. And a man who gives charity secretly, so even his left hand does not know what he gives with his right hand. This is a sign to indicate how much this he does that in secret. This is so because such a person is worried about himself. He does not want to lose the reward of his of the charity that he makes. He does not want to do it for the sake of the people, for people to praise him. This is why he does it very secretly. وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ يعني ذكر الله وهو وحده فصار يبكي من خشية الله عز وجل من الإجلال لله تبارك وتعالى. And the seventh type is a person who mentions Allah تبارك وتعالى while he is alone and he cries out of that, out of the fear of Allah and out of the glorification of Allah تبارك وتعالى. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ذكر أن هؤلاء السبعة يكونون يوم القيامة في ظل العرش. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned that these seven types of people will be in the shade of العرش on the day of judgment. وفي أحاديث أخرى ذكر غيرهم. ما قال فقط هؤلاء، قال هؤلاء يكونون. وفي أحاديث أخرى ذكر غيرهم أيضا. The Prophet did not say only these seven types will be in the shade of Al-Arsh. Rather, he mentioned these seven types in this hadith, and in other hadiths he mentioned more types. وعلى كل حال التقي يكون في ظل العرش يوم القيامة. Anyway, the pious person is going to be in the shade of Al-Arsh on the day of judgment. أما بقية الناس يقاسون حر الشمس. As for the rest of the people, they feel the hardship of being under the sun. عند ذلك يذهب المؤمنون إلى آدم عليه السلام. يقولون أنت أبو البشر اشفع لنا إلى ربنا. Then the believers would address Adam عليه السلام, Prophet Adam, and tell him, you are the first human being. You are the father of all of us. So make supplication to Allah. That is, so we would be relieved from this hardship. Sayyiduna Adam يقول أنا عملت ذنبا. اذهبوا إلى نوح أبيكم بعد أبيكم. Prophet Adam says, I committed a sin. Go to Prophet Noah. He is your father after your father. After me, that is. يعني بذلك أن البشر بعد الطوفان ما تناسلوا إلا من ذرية نوح. He said that because the people after the flood at the time of Prophet Noah did not have children except, did not have offsprings except for his children. So all the people that exist nowadays, their lineage goes back to the three children of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. يذهب الناس إلى نوح. نوح عليه السلام يقول اذهبوا إلى إبراهيم. People go to Prophet Noah and he tells them go to Prophet Ibrahim. يذهبون إلى إبراهيم. Ibrahim يقول اذهبوا إلى موسى. They go to Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ibrahim tells them go to Prophet Musa عليه السلام. يذهبون إلى سيدنا موسى يقول اذهبوا إلى عيسى. They go to Prophet Musa and he tells them go to Prophet عيسى. يذهبون إلى سيدنا عيسى يقول اذهبوا إلى محمد. They go to Prophet Isa and he tells them, ask Prophet Muhammad to do this supplication for you. يذهبون إلى سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقول أنا لها أنا لها. they go to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says, I'll do it. وَهَذَا لِإِظْهَارِ شَرَفِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is to show that Prophet Muhammad has a higher grade than the other prophets. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لَهُ يَا مُحَمَّدْ اشْفَعْ تُشَفَّعْ وَسَلْ تُعْطَهُ. Then Prophet Muhammad would be told by the angels, O Muhammad, if you make supplication for someone, you will be granted that. And if you ask for something, you will be granted what you ask for. فَيَشْفَعُ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ لِكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ makes supplication for all the believers. مِنْ كُلِّ الْأُمَمِ أُمَّتِهِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ. From all the nations. From his nation and the nations of other prophets. فَيُنْقَلُونَ مِنْ حَرِّ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى مَوْقِفٍ آخَرٍ. So they would be transmitted from under the sun to another position. وَهَذِهِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الشَّفَاعَةُ الْكُبْرَى. And this is called the great intercession. The great intercession. الَّتِي هِيَ لِنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is special, specific for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال رحمه الله والجنة والنار مخلوقتان لا تفنيان أبدا ولا تبيدان وإن الله تعالى خلق الجنة والنار قبل الخلق وخلق لهما أهلا فمن شاء منهم إلى الجنة فضلا منه ومن شاء منهم إلى النار عدلا منه. وكل يعمل لما قد فرغ له وصائر إلى ما خلق له. The author said, paradise and hell are created. They will never end or cease to exist. Certainly, Allah Ta'ala brought paradise and hell into existence before the humans, and he created occupants for them. So, for whomever he has willed to go to paradise, this is a favor from him. And for whomever he has willed to go to hell, this is justice from him. Everyone works according to what has been written for one. In Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, that is the guarded tablet, and proceeds towards for what one has been created. يجب علينا الإيمان بالجنة وبنعيمها وبأنه دائم لا انقطاع له. we have to believe that paradise exists. It has enjoyment. It's a place of enjoyment. And it does not cease from existing. وَيَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا الْإِيمَانُ بِأَنَّ النَّارَ مَخْلُوقَةً وَأَنَّهَا دَارُ عَذَابٍ وَلَا تَنْطَفِئُ أَبَدًا. We have to believe also that hellfire exists. It's a place of torture and it does not cease from existing. وَقَدْ قَالَ الطَّحَاوِيُّ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ خَلَقَ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارَ قَبْلَ الْخَلْقِ. معناه قبل خلق البشر الجنة كانت مخلوقة والنار كانت مخلوقة. الطحاوي said that paradise and hellfire were created before the human beings. So before Allah created Adam عليه السلام, the first human being, paradise and hellfire were created. وكما تعلمون آدم خلق في الجنة. وهذا مما يدل على ما ذكره الطحاوي. As you all know, Adam is created in paradise. So this stands as a proof for what al-Tahawi said, that paradise was created before human being. وَقَدْ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى آدَمْ مِنْ طِينْ أُخِذَ مِنْ كُلِّ تُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ. الملائكة أخذت من مختلف تراب الأرض. ملك من الملائكة قبض قبضة من مختلف تراب الأرض, من سهلها لينها يعني وحزنها وقاسيها, من التراب اللين والتراب القاسي, من التراب الأبيض والأحمر والأسود, من مختلف الألوان والأنواع, وصعد بهذه القبضة إلى الجنة فعجنت بماء الجنة حتى صارت طينا, ومن هذا الطين خلق آدم عليه السلام. As you know, by the order of Allah تبارك وتعالى, an angel came down to the earth and he took a handful from the soil of the earth, that is from the different types of this soil, the soil which is hard, the soil which is soft, the soil which is white, which is red, which is black, etc., which is yellow, etc. And all this, these types of soil, this handful, this angel went up to paradise, and it was mixed with the water of paradise. It became clay, and from that clay Adam alayhi salam was created. ولذلك في ذريته يوجد اللين والقاسي الأبيض والأحمر والأصفر والأسود. That's why you would find in the offsprings of Adam عليه السلام some who are soft, some who are hard, people with different colors. This is because the soil that was taken to paradise, it was taken from different types. It was composed from different types of soil. Anyway, الجنة والنار خلقتا قبل البشر. Paradise and hellfire were created before the human beings. وباقيتان إلى ما لا نهاية له. And they remain without an end. ليس لأنهما من حيث ذاتهما لا تفنيان, من حيث ذاتهما تقبلان الفناء, لكن لأن الله شاء لهما البقاء. they remain without an end because Allah willed for them to remain without an end. As far as themselves are concerned, they can vanish. But because Allah willed for them to stay without an end, they do not vanish. Neither paradise nor hellfire. وَكَمَا تَعْرِفُونَ الطَّحَوِيُّ ذَكَرَ فِي بِدَايَةِ عَقِيدَتِهِ أَنَّ هَذِهِ عَقِيدَةُ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ كُلِّهِمْ. As you know, in the beginning of his creed, al-Tahawi mentioned that this is the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all of them. وَذَكَرَ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ بَاقِيَةَ وَأَنَّ النَّارَ بَاقِيَةَ. And he mentioned that paradise does not vanish and hellfire does not vanish. مَعْنَاهُ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارَ بَاقِيَتَانِ بِإِجْمَاعِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ. This means there is a consensus on this issue. وهذا لأن الله بين في القرآن أن الجنة باقية وأن النار باقية. Allah mentioned in the Quran that paradise does not come to an end and hellfire does not come to an end. الله قال عن أهل الجنة خالدين فيها أبدا وقال عن أهل النار خالدين فيها أبدا. Allah said about the people of paradise, خالدين فيها أبدا, which means they remain in paradise without an end. وقال عن أهل النار, and Allah said about the people of hellfire, خالدين فيها أبدا, which means they remain in hellfire forever without an end. فالجنة لا تفنى والنار لا تفنى. So hellfire does not come to an end and paradise does not come to an end. وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُمَا تَفْنَيَانْ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الْقُرْآنِ. And anyone who claims that they vanish is belying Al-Quran. أو إذا قال أو زعم أن النار تفنى وحدها أو الجنة تفنى وحدها. Likewise, if someone claims that hellfire alone vanishes or paradise alone vanishes, this is blasphemy. في الماضي ظهر إنسان يقال له جهم, جهم بن صفوان, قال الجنة تفنى والنار تفنى. In the past, at the end of the Umayyad rulership, a man called Jahm, Jahm ibn Safwan, his father's name was Safwan, he claimed that paradise vanished and hellfire vanished, both of them vanished. المسلمون أجمعوا على أنه كفر بذلك. The Muslims by consensus judged him at the time by being a blasphemer. بعد ذلك بنحو 600 سنة جاء رجل فزعم أن النار تفنى وأن الجنة لا تفنى. 600 years after Jahm, a man claimed that paradise does not vanish but hellfire vanishes. هذا الرجل يقال له أحمد بن تيمية. This man is called أحمد بن تيمية. خالف أهل السنة في مسائل كثيرة. He perverted from أهل السنة in, he deviated from أهل السنة in many issues. وهو مرجع الوهابية في عقائدهم. ابن عبد الوهاب اعتمد على كتبه فيما قال. And he, his writings, his sayings, his opinions were the reference of Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab in what he came with. This man, Ibn Taymiyyah, claimed that paradise does not vanish, but hellfire vanishes. أيضا المسلمون اتفقوا على أن هذا كفر. Also, in this case, the Muslims, all of them agreed that this is blasphemy on his part. لأنه كما قلنا تكذيب للقرآن وتكذيب لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because as we said, this would be belying Al-Quran and belying the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثبت في الحديث حديث البخاري وغيره أنه يؤتى بالموت يوم القيامة في صورة كبش. It is confirmed in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari and others that death would be brought on the day of judgment in the shape of a male sheep. In the shape of a ram. ثم يذبح. Then it would be slaughtered. ثم يقال ينادي مناد يا أهل الجنة خلود فلا موت ويا أهل النار خلود فلا موت. Then an angel calls out, O people of paradise, you will remain there with no death, and O people of hellfire, you will remain there with no death, that is, with no end. This person, هذا الرجل ابن تيمية, كذب هذا الحديث وكذب آيات القرآن وكذب إجماع المسلمين. This man ابن تيمية belied Al-Quran, belied the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and belied the consensus of the nation. بقاء الجنة وبقاء النار أمر معلوم من الدين بالضرورة يعرفه الجاهل والعالم. This issue that hellfire remains without an end and paradise remains without an end is known by every Muslim, whether layman or knowledgeable. فتكذيب مثل هذا تكذيب لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So belying such a matter is belying the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهذا الرجل ملبس محتال. And this man is, how do you say it? Is a sly person. مثلا عندما يتكلم عن هذه المسألة يذكر أحاديث هو يعلم أنها غير صحيحة, يذكرها وهو يعلم أنه غير صحيحة ويحتج بها. When he talks about this matter, he mentions some hadith that he knows that they are not صحيح, they are not confirmed. He knows that, he knew it, that they are not confirmed. Still, he mentions them and takes them as proofs for his saying. ألف كتابا سماه الرد على من يقول بفناء الجنة والنار. الذي يقرأ العنوان ولا يقرأ الكتاب باعتناء ماذا يظن؟ أن هذا الرجل يقرر عقيدة أهل السنة. He authored a booklet and he gave it as a title, The Refutation of the One Who Claims That Hellfire and Paradise Vanish. So the one who does not read carefully this booklet, just by reading or hearing about it, or reading the title, he would think that this person in this booklet is supporting the creed of أهل السنة. ثم في خلال هذا الكتاب يقول بقاء الجنة هذا بالإجماع, أما بقاء النار مختلف فيه. Then in this booklet he comes to a point where he says, to say that paradise does not vanish, this is by consensus. the saying that hellfire does not vanish, there is difference in opinions about it. He claims among the Muslim scholars, this is a difference in opinions. So the one who does not read carefully his booklet thinks that he is supporting the creed of Ahl Sunnah about this issue, where he was not. So he was a sly person, subhanallah. وكان ابن تيمية نفسه في كتابه منهاج السنة النبوية قد نقل الإجماع على أن الجنة باقية وأن النار باقية وأن من يخالف في هذا فهو كافر. And ابن تيمية himself in one of his books before coming up with this deviated opinion, before that, he authored a book which is called Minhaj al-Sunnah al-Nabawiyyah, in which he mentioned that hellfire does not vanish by consensus, and paradise does not vanish by consensus, and that anyone who says that they vanish is a blasphemer. Later, بعد ذلك هو خالف في هذا. Later, he had a different opinion about this issue. Allah yarhamuna. As if he judged himself with his own words. وكما قلنا الثواب من الله في الآخرة فضل من الله ليس واجبا على الله. And as we said, entering paradise is a favor from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah does not owe us anything. Allah does not owe anyone anything. So those who enter paradise by the favor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is not an obligation upon Allah Ta'ala to make them enter paradise. Kama jaa fi hadithi Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. As it is narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yunji ahadakum amaluh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one among you is safe by his deeds. قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله. They asked him, even you, Prophet of Allah. قال ولا أنا إلا أن يتغمدني الله أن يتغمدني الله برحمته. He said, even me, except by the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. هذا الحديث رواه الإمام أحمد. This hadith is narrated by الإمام أحمد في مسنده, in his book المسند. ومعناه أن عمل الإنسان لا يوجب له النجاة في الآخرة. إنما الذي يوجب إنما النجاة في الآخرة تكون بفضل الله ورحمته بمحض فضل الله ورحمته. This hadith means that for one to be safe in the hereafter, how do I say it? Let me rephrase it. This means that the deeds, the good deeds that one do not make it an obligation upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to reward this person in the hereafter. Rather, the person who does the good deeds gets the reward in the hereafter out of the mere generosity and mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said about himself, even me. Because as we said, Allah does not owe anything to anyone. He does whatever He willed. Subhanah. But He willed for the people who do good deeds to go into paradise. لذلك قال سهل بن محمد رضي الله عنه أعمالنا أعلام الثواب والعقاب. That's why سهل بن محمد, who was a great scholar, it was said that he is the Mujaddid of the 4th century, Hijri century. Sahl ibn Muhammad said, our deeds are signs for reward and punishment. Our deeds are signs for that. معناه أعمالنا لا توجب على الله أن ينالنا ثواب ولا توجب على الله أن ينالنا عقاب إنما أعمال الإنسان علامة تدل على حاله الذي يكون عليه في الآخرة وهذا الحال الذي يكون عليه في الآخرة إن كان ثوابا فهو بمحض فضل الله وإن كان عقابا فهو بعدل الله أما الأعمال نفسها فلا توجب ثوابا ولا توجب عقابا. What he meant by that, our deeds does not make it incumbent upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to take the people, to put the people either in hellfire or in paradise. Rather, one's deeds are signs that tell us about one's situation in the hereafter. If he is in paradise, this is by the mere generosity of Allah. If one is in hellfire, this is by the justice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the deeds in themselves do not make it incumbent upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to put anyone in hellfire or in paradise. This is what he meant by أَعْمَالُنَا أَعْلَامُ الثَّوَابِ وَالْعِقَابِ. Our deeds are signs for reward and punishment. They are only signs. Subhanallah. نَقِفُ هُنَا. Let us stop here. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. Do you have any questions? I had عنده سؤال أي حاجة. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال إن الله لو عذب أهل أرضه وسماواته لعذبهم وهو غير ظالم لهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if Allah tortures the inhabitants of the earth and the skies, which means the angels, Allah wouldn't be unjust by doing that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَوْ عَذَّبَ أَهْلَ أَرْضِهِ وَسَمَاوَاتِهِ لَعَذَّبَهُمْ وَهُوَ غَيْرُ ظَالِمٍ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ رَحِمَهُمْ كَانَتْ رَحْمَتُهُ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. And if Allah has mercy upon them, then this would be for them better than their deeds. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Because Allah does not owe anyone anything. He does whatever He willed for a wisdom. But He does whatever He willed. اتفضل حاج. Go ahead. حنحكي بالحصة الثانية حنحكي إن شاء الله عن حصة إن شاء الله. تفضلي وقت. No, it's not specific for men. No. Some issues are specific for men, but not everything. Go ahead. ما سمعت هذا من يذبح الكبش ما سمعت هذا طيب yeah in certain times the people who are in hellfire they will face extreme cold yes not just extreme fire يعني heat also extreme cold yes correct wa alaykum assalam this is mentioned in al-Quran yes al-Bukhari and others wafiq tafaddal lal لا أدري I don't know بارك الله فيكم نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيك